Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself. We gotta do it together. A life of wealth. We living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Come
it's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though.
Be patient.
Incredible how he used the hottest thing to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, October 16, 2020. Maybe 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is Friday. We got it going on. Ray, I think you got a little bit of reverb there, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know what caused it. Anyway.
Okay, so you might already know. All right, so what's happening, man? Do we send anything out?
No. Man, I figured out why we had to regroup. But no, nothing went out.
Oh. All right. Let me see. We did tweet something. I got to see what that was about now.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say, I ain't had nothing to do with that. You did that. Actually, it was a good tweet, guys. You guys know, probably one of the best things we wanted to hear. And I think I've been actually saying it for a minute, but Parliament does not have to vote on the white papers. And they put it in black and white for you. What they do have to do, though, is have some sort of an agreement with the white paper. Some sort of, okay, we'll work with this plan. We agree, and it's the way to go. And that's all they're looking for from Parliament, not an actual vote. Because the vote won't take place until what's written out in the white paper is implemented or included in the budget is when the vote will take place. All they're looking for right now is to say, does everybody agree this is the way we should go? This is our plan for the next 3 to 5 years, because that's what the white paper discusses, the next 3 to 5 years. And when they get that, everybody be happy. When are they going to get it? We don't know when they're going to get it, because supposedly they had it Tuesday. And my guy actually said they reviewed it, so before the shoot throwing started. And most of them did, in fact, agree to it. We saw there was a couple objections, but, you know, I still think it's going forward. They haven't announced everything yet. He seems to think it may be on Saturday. And again, I told you guys it could be any time between now and the 25th, is my belief. Came out and said, hey, some things are going to get initiated the end of the year. We're going to wait to the end of the year to do this and that and those articles. There's a whole lot in the white paper, a whole lot of procedures and hopes and dreams and everything. And some of them will start at the end of the year. Some of them won't start until the budget is finalized. So to say it won't go into effect till then is incorrect. Matter of fact, there are numerous people saying that the monetary part of the white paper should go into effect immediately. And that's what we're looking for it to go into effect immediately, which I think we'll see. So, not a lot of news today. Everybody's kind of happy. Things are going along. I think they just want to surprise us. Banks are in place. No, Texas is not. But everybody else is there. Rates haven't changed. And away we go. All right, Ray.
Man, this
first. Oh, wait. Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I don't know. What was you going to say? Thursday? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, guys. I'm actually going to read something to you guys that I thought was, I thought you should know about, and I thought was important. So, it's an email that I got this morning from Chris Knoll about one of our members, and I want to do it just as I would anybody else. I want to know. It says, Dear Sweet Graham, we are so very sorry to hear of your beloved husband's passing. We are holding you close to our hearts with love and prayers for you and your family. We love you and we miss you, Sweet Graham. I don't know if you guys know Sweet Graham was one of our volunteers and monitors on our site. It says, this is a message from Sweet Graham to you guys. He said, dearest, the past several years have been filled with caregiving, not only my hubby, but also there for a while, my mother, as well in our home until she passed. It's truly been a long journey, but I've not traveled it alone. My Lord and Savior has been with me every step of the way without a doubt. I've been a bit busy, therefore TNT was on the back burner, but I faithfully read your notes and emails and updates, keep me in the loop, and I do appreciate you for that. My love to all as we circle the wagons and put Dad to his final rest here as his spirit is truly with Jesus. I send my love to any and all who might remember me. Sincerely, my deepest love, always, Sweet Graham. So, I guess Chris responded and says, thank you so much for what you do and have always done for a TNT family. So many friends were my blessings for such a wonderful long time. Oh, actually, she's doing that back to Chris. I was honored to be considered as a moderator, and the time given came back 100-fold to my heart by so many. I would be perfectly okay with you passing my note along to any and all who might remember my love for them. Also, please let Tony and Ray know how much I appreciate them and the privilege of serving as volunteer mod. We've all been together going through our individual journeys, as I always add, but for God. I still believe this will come to fruition in his time for his kingdom's sake. So thank you, sweet friend. Please continue filling my emails with your Idaho sunshine. It always blesses me. So love you, sweet Graham, indeed. But I really read that this morning. Matter of fact, I only read it 10 minutes ago. I just got it. But first of all, I want to tell her, hopefully she's listening, that we are with you. Sorry that you have to go through this as I am with everybody. We'll go through it with you. And thank you for being here, being a part of TNT. As I tell all you guys, it's a great thing. But I thought this was something that we all should hear and know, because I know there's more people going through the same thing. I know we're coming to the end, but so many of us have so many different stories that we've gone through with this journey. And it's part of the reason why I still want to do the TNT event, so we can see each other face to face and know some of the people that we went through this journey with. So I really wanted to start the call reading that. Okay, Ray, let's go.
All right. So first question on the board, and I think this member is just coming.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? How about now?
Well, a little
That's
bit.
Better.
Not normal. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This first member apparently just came back from psychiatric treatment analysis. But I'll read their question. It says, good morning, Ray and Tony. Thanks for all you do. Today is my birthday. This is true forever. It says, Tony, I heard that you can sing. I have a special request for you to sing Happy Birthday. I think TNT peeps will remain on the line when you finish singing. LOL.
Oh, well, yeah, we're not going to do that to everybody. I will tell you happy birthday, but we're not going to make everybody suffer that. That's for sure.
All right. All right. Boy, it's your birthday. We'll do this.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
party, party in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Okay, Dr. Pete says, have you heard any feedback from people who had appointments with the bankers / wealth managers scheduled this past week at all? And is Texas believing in order for this to happen?
And what? We couldn't hear that part.
Is Texas where they need to be in order for this to happen?
Oh. So, no feedback except for people who had appointments or were supposed to be contacted by their wealth managers have not been contacted. And the only discouraging thing that I can tell you guys today, and I don't even know that it's discouraging because I already got a solution to the problem, is the bank is still saying they're having a little bit of problem of manning all of their positions. So we know people are getting laid off, unfortunately, and I don't know why, but I do. But Wells Fargo laid off over 100 people, it says, yesterday or Monday, behind people stealing the pandemic checks, the business checks, whatever, is what they got them for. But I know one of our locations, he said he lost 8 of his people who were involved in that. And now they have to figure out where those new 8 wealth managers are going to come from and the people doing the exchange. So he said, we're having a problem. And in fact, he did give us some numbers, which I don't know that I could be exact. But I'm just going to give you guys something like, he said out of 600 people that they had and they were contacting, they got 100 people to agree to come in so far. So I don't know if I was supposed to put that out there or not, but anyway. And that could be in any state, anywhere, so nobody can't get in trouble, so don't be saying I gave it up. That could be anywhere. But that was the locations that he operated under, which is a terrible thing. But he's saying they're trying to come up with a plan and they're working it and moving some people around, but that's part of their issue. I don't know if it's the issue or why we haven't seen this come out yet, because everything is literally done. Iraq is stalling, is what they're telling me. They're stalling for a certain date and time right now is what they're doing. But getting back to the original question, nobody was contacted, even though they said they were going to be and they were trying to set appointments, because it didn't happen like everybody thought it was. But everybody's still on standby because they're being told any moment. It could happen at any moment, which literally it could. Okay, Ray?
Okay. I read from a member of the Finance Committee yesterday who said they haven't received all of the papers. Have you confirmed that the white papers do not contain the new rate?
There is no rate or no date in the white papers, according to the people I know who have seen them. They have set out a plan of action of how much they're going to do, what they're going to do, how they're going to rearrange the monetary system, how they're going to rearrange civilian jobs, how they're going to reduce the salaries, how much, what government agencies they're going to do away with or consolidate into one, has gone as far as who they're going to remove, who they thought were just put there because of getting paid or because of politics being family, tradition. People have no knowledge whatsoever what they're doing. Those are things that are contained in the white paper. how they're going to address the budget. They don't know what the budget is until they actually set the rate. Now, they might know, but it's certainly not in the white paper for everybody to see what the date and rate is. That doesn't even make any sense. They're going to give the whole thing to Parliament, not only Parliament, but the Council of Ministers, not only the Council of Ministers, but the Department of Finance, for everybody to look at. Now we got 1,000 people out there, or 500 people out there, who know the exact date and time that this is going to happen, and they're not going to tell every uncle, cousin, friend, nephew, neighbor, save your money till this date because it's going to quadruple. I mean, that don't even make sense to think they would publish that there and then publish the white paper, all 95 pages. Get out of here with that. Those. All right. Anyway, we will see it when it's time. It is known by the people who need to know it. We've always said that, the exact date and time that it's going to go. And believe me, it's not floating around out there on a couple pieces of paper for everybody to review. Okay, what's next?
UK.
Wait. Let me go back.
Yes.
And do this. Hey, I might not be right, because I always say that, but I'm never wrong. And trust this. If one of these guru idiots tell you he knows the date and time, then tell him to tell you if he knows the date and time. Then he's going to say, it's not my place to tell you because you don't know. And that's just a bold-faced lie. And anyway, it don't even make any sense. But if you do, hey, prove me wrong. Put it out there. Because evidently they did, if you know when it is, whoever is telling y'all that. All right, go ahead.
2 weeks ago.
You there?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, can you hear me? We're good.
You all right? Hello?
Oh, right.
Hello?
Okay, I don't know what happened to that microphone. No, it looks like it's still working, though, because that created an echo. Okay, how about now?
Yep,
you hear me?
I hear you now. Yep.
Right. I don't know what happened. Okay, UK MTB says, I know I asked this a few weeks ago, but wondered if you have any new info on how we would be able to exchange in the UK.
No, I don't have any info about that at all, to tell you the truth. But if I were you, I would probably be asking some of my bankers, like I told you, somebody over there has to know about it just like they do over here. So they're going to have to put it out sometime. Okay, what's next?
Jim in KC says, this is regarding negotiation counter offers beyond the contract rate caps. Assuming the exchanger is lowballing the remainder of our currency and won't do a single rate for the entirety of each currency, where would you suggest starting your counteroffers, and where would you realistically want to end up?
Okay, here's the problem with asking that question, especially when you're asking it of me, is we all have different rates, I mean, a different amount of currency, and it's going to determine your bargaining power. So if I give you a number and, you know, you have more than I have, then your number should be higher or should be lower. So I can't be too specific about that. You get the contract rate up to the limit. After that, it's based strictly on what you have. Now, we have had a guy, as you guys know, we already told you, he turned down the contract rate just to get a solid rate on all of it. And he felt that he came out better by doing that. So it may be an option for you. But if somebody tells me, and I got enough, hey, man, you reached the limit for the contract rate, and the contract rate is $28, so I can't give you $28 anymore, then I'm going to say give me $27 for the rest. Give me $26. I'm going to try and get as much as I can get. And then he's going to say, well, no, this is all I can do, and we're going to negotiate from there. That's all you can say. You know, shoot for the stars, land on the moon. I mean, I need it all. This is my only time to do this. I need it all. All right, what's next?
Mac0929. In your opinion, is it truly Iraq that is delaying their own commitments, or do you think it is potentially other governments asking them to go slower?
I think it's other governments, because that's the only thing that makes sense, because Iraq is trying to get this done, trying to sell the people. Al-Kazimi is trying to do everything as fast as he can, and every time he completes something, it's exactly what they've been waiting for. If you guys look, there's articles out today who said they wanted to give the budget to Parliament a month ago, who said, and my guy Rex said, the white papers were done 3 weeks ago. Why are they just releasing it? Is it same been done? Everybody's reviewed them. Everybody's looked at them. And all this is just for show to satisfy some other agreement, which is taking it right to the brink. Right to the brink. And then release it. I know they've been trying to do it. I know this time everybody's praising Al-Kazimi for everything that he has done. I know that today on TV in the articles, they said that more people are in agreement with this new plan, with the white papers, than have been over the last 5 years. There's very little opposition. There is some, but it's nothing compared to what it has been in the past. So there's no reason to be fighting it, especially when everybody's saying they like the plan, even members of Parliament. So they're just stalling for a certain time, I think, to meet somebody else's criteria. And we all know who that is, so I don't need to say it. Anyway, what's next?
R says, when it comes to distributing the new currency notes in Iraq,
I can't hear you. You're going in and out.
Now,
when it comes to distributing something,
the new currency notes in Iraq, do you think it will happen all at once or region by region?
No, the currency is already in the banks, and it's in the ATMs. It's going to happen as people go into the banks, because that's where their exchange is going to take place at, in their banks. So it'll be all over the country. You can't say, you know, you got a dollar in New York, but you only got $100 bills in California. Well, how do we buy bread? How do we pay for our gas? It's only $3. And you have no change. It will be countrywide when it happens.
Have you heard if the bank ATMs are ready and loaded with new currency notes in the airports and retail locations?
I've heard they are loaded, yes.
All right. That takes us to a live caller, 828 area code. We're on.
Hey, fellas, appreciate all you do. Just have a real quick question. Ray, the other day you said the Zim was starting at, I believe it was 43 to 55. Is 43 the starting rate, or is it still 11? And the 43 to 55 are the contract rates.
We can't hear you, Ray. But I think he said 33 to 55. But anyway, Ray.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I got you now.
Yeah, I said, well, those are the rates that the bank gave us, what they saw on the screen. No explanation. Other than that's what they saw on the screen at that time.
Well, that's awesome. All right. That's looking forward to that. All right, fellas, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. But, Ray, was it 43 or 33?
It was 43 the other day. 43-55.
And tell Calvin he can't be telling me what to do on my call. Who do you think he is? All right, anyway, go ahead.
All right, 714, Eric, you're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Robert from OC
here.
Hey,
good morning.
Yeah, and it was 43-55 is what you said the other day. I've got it written down right here, so verify that. All right, so let's see, where do we start here? CXI rates are still 5770. They've been kind of steady for a number of days now at that for the Dawn. And Wells Fargo is still nothing happening there. The teller I usually deal with, she said I was her favorite customer. That made me feel good. But they have a new head teller, evidently, and they wouldn't even go in and look at the rates. They said there weren't any for the Dong or the Dinar. So they didn't even pull the screen up. So I had to take their word for it. I did have a nice chat with the premier banker, who is their version of the wealth manager. And she really doesn't know much of anything about the exchange. So she's, kind of heard about it, but she has no direct information whatsoever. So at least it's my Wells Fargo branch. And then according to Frank is saying that the HCL is in the white papers. Have you heard that, Tony?
Let me tell you so you'll know. The HCL, guys, could be mentioned in the white paper along with 140. Just think about this for a minute because you get confused. The United States government, United Kingdom, Kuwait, everybody else already congratulated Iraq on making an agreement with Kurdistan. Finally making an agreement. They congratulated them 3 weeks ago on it. So, of course, it's in the white papers. It's part of the future. It's part of the plan for the future. It's already been agreed on. 140 was already agreed on. They put it out to the people. We told you it was on television in Iraq that they had finally come to an agreement, and the U.S. was happy about it, saying it's in the white paper, so is the next budget for the next 3 years, 5 years. It's in the white paper, the plan on how they're going to do it. So is the growth of the economy, everything else that they worked for. They even told us the HCL is 12.6 or 12.4. So we already know what it is. It didn't need the white paper. It's already done. Of course it's part of the white paper. Of course 140 is, because it explains how they're going to do it. That's what the white paper is. It's a plan. It's not a law. It doesn't have to be put in the Gazette. It doesn't have to be voted on. They just want everybody to agree this is the way we're going to move forward. Anything in there where they need to change into a law, they've already said they're going to do it in January or when it starts. Then that portion of the white paper to go through Parliament, be voted on, and then become law, whatever that is, whatever it pertains to. If there's a new banking law, right now there's new banking rules, and that's what they're implementing. When they need laws, it'll be something else. The white paper does not have to be voted on, just reviewed in a general consensus. Yes, this is the direction we want to go. The white paper does not authorize HCL or 140. Those were separate things that have already been done and are included in the white paper, and we already know what the rate is. Now, last week, and I figured they were trying to use a delay tactic, is when they were saying that, hey, we think we want to change this based on now we're going to put some more oil out and it was one other condition. Even though they already have an agreement already, I said, okay, they're just trying to use it as a delay tactic once again. And it only came out one day, and we haven't heard anything else about it. So, of course, it's in the white paper.
Well, that makes total sense.
Great.
Thank you for explaining that.
Okay. And
it's also saying that the banks are going to be calling people in and showing them blow-up pictures of the new currency and show them the rates at the same time. Does that make any sense to you?
Are you asking us to confirm somebody else's information?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. But listen, guys, if the bank is going to call you in and show you the currency and give you the rate, why won't they just give you the currency? Well, I'm going to show you a picture of $5 instead of 10 here. Exchange, this is the rate. They could if you don't want it, but they're going to publish the rate for everybody to see. They're going to put the rate on TV for everybody to see. They can't wait for each individual person to walk in the bank to learn what the new rate is. Okay, but Ray is right, so I don't have to keep, you know, going against everybody's information. Guys, it's going to happen. The flow is going to be there, and it's going to be a common sense approach, not a bunch of nonsense.
Okay, 404 area code.
Oh, you
Hi, Tony.
Yep, he's lost the message.
Ray. All right, okay. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. Good morning to you, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Just trying to decipher my notes from your comments from today. Your reassurance that the bank personnel are still in place at both the call centers and the exchange centers, with the exception of Texas. And the schedule that they're on, is this taking us through the end of the month that they would be in supposedly going in at the 6 a.m. Time frame until 11 p.m.? Are they still abiding by those hours, or have they kind of modified that?
No, that's the hours they're still operating under right now. And
okay.
I think they're going to stay that way until it happens, and definitely after it happens. That's always been the plan for the first 10 days, is to keep those hours and rush as many people as they can through. Now, because of personnel issues, that might have to be extended out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, looking at my notes in here, given that we're coming into yet another weekend, it seems like it was, what, a couple of weeks ago where, and I can't remember the idiom that you were using, something about slapping your grandma, that we were so close to this, so all the grandmas on the line were getting a little wary. What is your resource person saying now, such that are you back in that mode of, we're at that point where we aren't going to have to worry?
I was going to clarify that. Because don't go get me in trouble slapping nobody.
No. the segue into this was then, given that he was saying that because of whatever your resources were saying that led him to say that, are your sources at that point now where he would feel comfortable to say that yet again for this coming weekend?
Okay.
No.
So?
No.
No what?
No. I, that's what I thought I heard Ray say.
Yeah, she was asking the question of me since I brought it up. And I said it based on information that I was receiving from sources.
Right.
So if you're asking that question now, no, I'm not at a slap your grandma status.
Okay. Just checking to see.
Question.
I was that was my question, Ray. It was sort of hoping that we might have a kind of a duplicate kind of weekend and this one would be coming through. But who knows, you may come in at the first part of the week that we'll be there. But 10 days from whenever this is going to end, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project is going to be. And at this point, if it happens this weekend, we'll still be in October, so that would be great. And again, appreciate your tenacity, guys, in staying with this. Have a great weekend.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
281 area code, you're on.
Well, hello, Ray. Hello, Tony. How you guys doing?
Hey. I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Cannot complain. I do have some questions. Well, my first question is, well, let me just say it like this. We are getting really close to the election day. And as far as I wouldn't say it's been held up, but for whatever reason they're trying to get to a certain date. I'm still hoping it's like around the 25th, like you said. But realistically, if this thing does go past the election day, and if Trump wins, then I guess we don't have much to worry about because he'll probably still go ahead and release it. But if he doesn't, then that could put a damper on things. And if that's the case, well, you think they would have to go back over all of this stuff, or maybe they would just be delayed a little bit? Because they wouldn't have to go back through all the laws and all that stuff, do you think?
Okay, this is what I think. So, since you clearly want to get political, let's do that, okay? Listen, as far as the dinar is concerned, first of all, there could be three major things that could go wrong here, guys. That is, if they don't do it by the 25th, they already have a problem. If the people just keep their word, do what they say they're going to do, last chance, and they get started on the 25th, that gives them a whole week of rioting before the vote even takes place, for our election takes place. And that's getting worse every day. That now has the investors looking at, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not sure I'm going to do this now, because now you guys are right back where you started at a year ago, because that's where that's going to put them at. You made laws and changes, but nothing has changed. You said things, but nothing has changed. And the people have declared if they get started, they're not going to quit until they topple the government again. So do I believe the people? Al Kazemi is trying to get the people behind him. They're even saying now that they want him to run for prime minister in June. I mean, they're saying that. But there isn't some action. All of that can change in a blink of an eye. Now, one of the militia over there attacked one of the investment opportunities, private citizens, 2 days ago. Went in, took them captive, and told them if they come back to work on that project again, they were going to kill them. They didn't hurt them, do nothing to them, but now they're investigating that. That's just the beginning of what would happen starting on the 25th, because then Maliki, Amiri, and all of them will feel like they got the power. Now we got the people rioting in the streets. Now we can cause chaos. Now, again, even though Iran says they don't see it, if Trump gets elected again, if they wait till then, which God knows, I'm telling you, I hope they don't, because the 25th is it. They already plan on doing just that immediately after, because things just get worse for them. It's like any other person or animal or something. I mean, if you back them into a corner, all they can do is fight, kick, scratch, do whatever they can to get out. They're going to be doing that after the election, if Trump wins again, because Biden's already said he's going back to the old deal. So they don't have to. It frees Iraq up. Everything could go, but you still have the people to deal with. Now, you're right. Can Biden come in and say, hey, hold it, wait a minute, I don't want to do this deal. Wait, Biden can't do anything. Nothing until January the 20th when he becomes president. So Trump could still say, go ahead and make it happen. He could still do that after November the 3rd. So we don't have to worry about it until January the 20th when he becomes president. So let's not worry about that portion. I think we'll be okay. I got to think intelligent people who have seen the past
the people clearly, tell them exactly what they plan on doing, would not let that happen all over again. I would hope
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping not. I mean, we've been through the ups and downs with the banks having a flood of information coming in, and it sounds exciting and it gets exciting. We get a lot of information and then it just dies down. And it's kind of like an up and down thing. So you just have to have realistic reasons in there as well. You know, if something happens, then what? So I just thought I'd ask that question because we are getting close. So, but my last question is on the slow rollout plan that they discussed or thinking about. Can you tell me what was the reasoning for the slow rollout again that they are discussing at this moment? Because I think you discussed that on your last call.
No,
wasn't there
actually
a plan?
Listen, I'm over a month ago. I can't get the exact date, but I got from our Treasury source that it was going to be a slow rollout. And what he meant is right then they were moving money around. They were getting prepared for money. Just the other day we heard they're trying to, and they're discussing, again, the amounts of cash that people are going to take out, how much, and how some people are going to be limited, which you are, with how much you can access out of your money. Because you guys making $800 million, and a billion and $10 billion, and you know they're not going to give you access to all of it, which you know I was discussing, it don't make any sense anyway. I mean, who needs access to all of it every day? That's all, and it's going to be digital at that point anyway. But they were concerned about cash flow and that, and then getting it out. Only recently has a personnel issue come up when they really tried to get everybody to come in at one time. And now with the numbers of corona going back up, if you're watching the news every day, people starting to die again in volumes.
Right.
You know, they found out what we talked about 6 months ago. People saying, I don't want to do this. It's not worth it. It's not, you know, that $15 an hour, $20 an hour is not worth me risking my life or bringing corona home to my family. And I can't get mad at it. So they're just going to change 10-day plan into a 20-day plan a month. They just have to make the appointment spread out a little bit more, slow it down. They have to figure out, you know, who to take first, who to take second, those things that they're looking at doing right now to still make it smooth, though. But that's what they're discussing. The Treasury has had phone calls with banks twice this week or three times this week, and they're discussing exactly how they're going to do this. I can tell you that the plan right now, and I keep saying I hope it is because I don't know, but the plan right now is to have this thing live by the 25th. I don't know if it's going to work, but I can tell you that is the plan.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
Oh, man, we all do. Okay, well, those were my two questions, and let's hope it goes forward as they plan. And, I mean, it probably could happen today after the market's closed. I'm going to still be, you know, I'm just going to be positive on that we may not even have to wait till the 25th.
Well, me too.
Yeah.
And our banker in Iraq clearly thinks he's going to see it Saturday, but that's what he thinks. So, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. And y'all have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. 727, Erico, you are on.
Well, good morning, Tony.
Hey,
good afternoon, Ray. 12 here. How you doing?
Fabulous, sir.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm still hauling fuel, so things are as they were. But I I'm like you, Tony. I just think we're going through it to get to it, and this is just part of it. So I think I'm as positive as I've ever been when it comes to being that this is going to happen. And I agree with your rationale of even if Trump lost the election, he'd still want to get credit for this. And so either way, I think we are we're in a good position that way. It'll be done before before the election is over, I think. Anyway, you mentioned that the and that was going to be one of my questions, that the militia attacked one of the investor targets. What? Because I guess Kazemi had said he had gone after the militias, but obviously that can't be totally true because of that happening. So at what point do you think that he would activate the U.S. presence there in order to stop the militias? Would it have to be an all-out war?
No. First of all, Al-Kazemi did get the smaller militia groups, not the large ones, the smaller groups, not the influential ones, not the ones that are direct with Iran, because they are located right there in Baghdad. So he hasn't challenged them yet. He just told them, and he told the people, this is what's going to happen. So, and it's like, it says some of them are like little street gangs, you know. So those are the ones he went after first. And that's what you do. Eliminate as many small ones as you can to weaken them and then go after the big guys right in the end. So supposedly they're saying this was no more than 20 of them that took over this place. And I think it was 14 people that they took over. So I might not have the numbers exact. Didn't do anything to them. Excuse me. Didn't hurt them, beat them, nothing. Just held them captive for, I think it said 4 hours, 6 hours, whatever, and told them if they continue working on the project, then they would kill them. So they were just trying to intimidate them at that point. All he's done now is said an investigation has started so they can track down whoever those guys were who did that part itself. As far as removing the militia and the ones that are backed by Iran, I don't think any of that will happen until after the RV has happened. They've got some companies in, and then they decide really, even probably not, might not even happen until after November the 3rd for two reasons. One is, again, Iran is telling their militia, don't give Trump a reason to react. Don't give him a reason to react, because it may help him get reelected. And then the fact that if he doesn't and they know Biden is coming, there's no reason for them because everything's going to go back. The agreement's going to go back. Their money's going to be able to flow. They're going to be able to do business with every country. So then they won't need the militia there anymore. And it'll be easier for Al-Kazemi to move them out. So they're definitely not going to mess up things then and want the U.S. to come in. That's not going to happen. So there's a method to the madness, for sure. There's a time frame. So I don't see him pushing them or them doing anything crazy, at least not till after November the 3rd.
Okay. Fair enough. I used to say this, and I've said it a couple of times on the program, that if they're stalling, they're stealing. And at least somebody is somewhere. And I don't, with as much as they've been fighting corruption without any big names being named yet that I'm aware of, I would think that that may still be happening. You agree or no?
Well, there's no currency auction, really. Okay. And then they're saying they're going to turn the exchange process over to the bankers now, Raffian Bank, some others, so they can go direct to the citizens who need it. So They've already taken control of the borders, which is giving them the money, so they're not stealing that way. I'm sure they're still figuring out something because they still got to eat until now and then. But it's not as bad as it was or as blatant as it was because Al-Kazim says, I know all the sources. I know who you are. We're going to name names, and which he did a few just to let them know that he knows, and we're going to come after you, whether it's now or as soon as we get this RV through. So I don't think it's as much, but they definitely still have to be surviving, so there has to be some somewhere.
Right. Okay, those are my questions. I'm not quite sure. Did Bus Lady only ask two questions, or did I miss something there? Seems to me there was a couple of projections.
Oh, my God. I fell asleep while she was on the phone today, to tell you the truth.
bless her heart and bless your heart. Okay,
so,
guys,
well,
that's it for me.
Let me tell you something real quick, though.
Yeah.
Because I know you're still hauling fuel. But
yep.
Anthem, you guys heard of Anthem? Anyway, it's a medical company. They laid off 1,000 people yesterday. 1,000 people. It was our environment.
Wow.
Let's see, Wells Fargo. Now, these are two different reasons. Wells Fargo was only laying off people who were caught stealing money from this pandemic. That's the hundreds of people that they laid off. It was strictly about all those who falsified files and all that. Anthem laid people off because of our environment. 1,000 people in one day with no prior notice. They just laid them off. So when you say you're still hauling fuel, some people are not doing that. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Well, Tony, I guess now it's time to fess up. I put all my confidence in you, and I gave my notice 2 weeks ago that Monday will be my last day at work. No, but I've already figured I needed to start planning and doing and preparing for what I'm going to do afterwards. Like you said, I don't have to get ready. I'll be ready. And without a plan, I'd be failing. And with a plan, that won't happen. So, and I trust in the fact that I was a doctor, and now I'm driving a fuel truck. And I think that I need to be doing something related to helping the human condition, not by allowing it to get in its car and go driving out and go buy a pizza or whatever. I need to be doing something that will help people get better, and there are things I can do that. So I don't look at it as I'm not.
I'm
going to
say, you know what you just did, don't you? See, Tuesday morning, all across the internet, all across the Denar land, they've been saying Tuesday had that guy lose his job. He quit his job. That's what's going to happen.
I prefer to look at change my job. Change. No longer do I want to be driving a bomb. I want to be away from that and be driving positive attitude. Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
sir. I
appreciate
you guys.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. All
right. Okay. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And I just want to wish Walt the best of success in his new vocation, whatever that may be. That's going to be fantastic.
Okay.
And, Tony, before you take your break there, have you spoken to the Parmars, and how are they doing?
Man, I did. And, you know, it's still hard, which is going to be.
Yeah.
And if you ever lost anybody, it's not something you get over in a minute, especially the head of the household. But both of his sons have dropped out of school because they had to drop out of school. So hopefully when this is done, they'll go back. And I don't know, you know, every time I talk to her, she starts crying and everything. And, you know, because me and JN were really good friends. He's my good friend.
Yeah.
His father told me, they said, hey, he used to talk about you all the time. He said, you his best friend. I said, is that what he said? Okay. But,
wow.
You know, man, it's something. So going through it. But. Okay.
Well, we still send prayers their way, and hopefully this is going to come sooner rather than later, so that'll help everybody out.
Yep. All right.
All right. Long version.
Thank you, sir.
Long
I will
version,
let her know. You guys continue to ask. So. Okay.
Okay. Good. Good. All right, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call, and all of you who didn't know. All these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic. And you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you out there who have sent in your donations in the past. Those of you who will send in your donations today and in the near future, your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated. Always remember verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome. Stay healthy.
All right. Thank you, sir. Actually, it sounds like Ray's a little sick or something today. I don't know. I might have to check on him after the call.
303, you're on. Oh, I'm fine. It's just this equipment, apparently.
Good morning. Good morning, Brothers Renfro.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
I just, you know, I had this vision of you guys being macho men, and now you go around slapping grandmas. I don't know. I think I have to take you off the pedestal I put you on.
I agree, but I think he was going to slap her on the butt, not on the face, though.
Well, bless you for making a compliment out of this. That's just really great. All right.
That's Brazilian grandma.
Senses to how in the world the Zim has meteorically climbed from, you know, 10, 11 cents up to 55 cents. How would you explain that?
I can't explain it. You know why? When I started, when we first heard about the Zim, it was 11 cents, which I said, okay. You know, and then 11 to 22. and then 33, and then, you know, as the, I don't know, the economy got worse, the rates got better. You got to remember, the dong started out at 5 cents, and now it's up to $2.20, and treasury rates of $6, $8, and already $12. Didn't make any sense to me. When the dinar started, it was $3.61, like it is. It's our way up to $28.50. Didn't make any sense to me, but it didn't make any sense to me when I first got in this that I know people in Washington were getting $50, $70, and as much as $120, because that's what they were getting. But it never made sense.
Does that make sense, right?
I'm just, that's right. It doesn't make, I'm just going with the flow.
I think you're the best surfer I could ever imagine. You go with the flow. All right. If you would kindly indulge me, I'm just really kind of racking my brains out how to approach negotiations. Okay, I'm going to come in, let's say, a million dinar. I'm going to come in with, let's say, 2,000 T Zim notes, and I'm going to come in with maybe 55 million dong. In hopes that I can get 55 cents for the Zim, $8 for my dong, and $28.50 for my dinar, how would I go about leveraging a higher, much higher rate that I would like to suggest that they give me the exchange for to actually arrive at and have them concede what I'm looking for?
It sounds like everything that you said right there, you already qualify for. So what do you have to negotiate? Those are the starting rates.
Assuming the concept of starting at a much higher rate than you want to end up with, how would I even script a $45 dinar and hoping I can arrive at $28.50 or at the go for the $12 or $13 dong in hopes that I can arrive at $8. What script would to even suggest that I'm not insane?
This is what I would do if I were you. So I'm not giving advice, but this is how I would approach it. Now, if I qualified for the dinar and I had it, I say, hey, I heard the contract rate was $28.50 up to $20 million. Is that right? Yeah. Well, I got $10 million. I need that $28.50. I don't need to negotiate that because you're already telling me that's the program. I don't need to negotiate $28.50. Now, I hear that if you have 10 notes of Zim, then they were going to give you 36. But there's another rate out there of 60. So how do I get that right? I'm telling you, after he tells me what he's going to give me, here's what I know. Now, I need that 60 rate, and he says I can only give you 45 or 50, then you do that. But I know what the highest rate is.
Okay.
As far as the dong, we don't know until this goes, okay? Because we know it's 47 to 220. One bank tells me 6. Another bank tells me that they're definitely giving out 8. And there's another bank that said we're going as high as 12. And we're going to have to see if they do that, or we can negotiate that. Because it's easy with the dong. Banks are limited to their bank amount. Say, hey, if you can't match him, then it makes sense for me to go over to him. And hopefully that wealth manager says, yeah, that makes sense to me. Go over there and get as much as you can and then bring the money back over here. But anyway,
right,
that's what you have to do, okay?
I was just about to ask you, I think there are few, if any, banks that will give that will allow for an exchange high contract rates for all three. So how do I convince a guy at bank number one to give me the top Zim when I need to go somewhere else to get the dong and the dinar exchanged?
Okay, there are banks that are going to give out the top rates for all three. Absolutely are, just so you know that part. And if they're not, they want you to leave as much money as you can with their bank So they will negotiate with you for that top rate. They still want your money.
All right. Well, can I tell them, hey, if you can only do, let's say, Zim, I'll go somewhere else and do Dinar and Dong and then bring those proceeds back to you? Is that fair enough, or is that a reasonable strategy?
It's a reasonable strategy, but being the fact that they're all in the same business, they know you can't bring all that back because you're going to have to negotiate with those other banks to get that high rate on what portion you're going to leave at their bank. Don't forget that's part of the negotiation.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, I thank you so much for what you do. I wish you all the best, and please be well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. 3, area code, you are on.
Hello. Good day.
Hello.
Both of you guys.
Hello.
Listen, over the years, I'm coming up on 12, actually, Tony and Ray, you all have said that you only know a certain percent of the information, and it's kind of fluctuated. What do you think at this particular point? How much of the information do you think you know? I mean, seriously, wonder how much out there is hidden. That's perfect.
Yeah, we, you know, at this point, we know probably, and I'll go higher for even 60, 70% of what's really going on. Now, by that, I mean, you know, in between the different countries, negotiations, agreements, that the citizens will never know about. But they're definitely being used as pawns on the chessboard. As far as what is directly related to us, probably at, you know, we're right at the end of this. So we're probably at around 80%. We got 80%. We just don't have the information that we want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But we have a good
amount. Well, that's pretty good. Right, right. So you think we're good. So you really, when you say we're right here at the end of it, you really believe this is the end. We are right here. We're not.
Listen.
Here's the way.
I got a text from the bank right now, and I'm reading it right now.
Yes.
And he's saying, you know, that this weekend is very promising, but there is still an issue with personnel. But he's saying their goal is to get it done over the weekend. Now, I'm looking at right from Iraq right now. It says Iraq citizens are reminding the government they have until October 25th to do the reforms, or they will be entering the green zone. And I like that better than what the banker said. I like that.
Right.
You said until the 25th, and we're going back to zero. And hopefully they believe the people this time, because they didn't believe them last time. So hopefully they believe them this time, or we're going back to zero. So I don't look for every minute of every day. I look, the closer we get to the 25th, the closer we get to this actually happening. Now, while Ray said he wasn't going to slap nobody's grandma, my guys in Iraq still think it's going to be this weekend. So,
all right.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, let it happen. So the slow rollout thing, I mean, here's a couple of questions. They have fired some people because they have been taking the stimulus checks that were supposed to go out. But then some people have refused to come in because they said they're sick to death of sitting there from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Even though they're being paid, they have had no life. And so those are both the scenarios that are happening as far as shortage of employees to make this happen, right?
They are. So, listen,
yeah.
You can't be mad at the bank for firing people for stealing money. We definitely can't be mad at that. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. But I can't be mad at the bank or the people when they're saying, you know, I'm hearing every day the numbers are going up. Even if I didn't believe this thing, I just saw what happened with the White House and the White House staff. I just saw what Governor Christie just said on TV this morning. I just, You know, $20 an hour is not worth me risking my family. I mean, I can't get mad at somebody that feels that way, because it's not. It's just not worth it. So that's their
right.
issue, and they're trying to overcome it and still get this thing going. And all you can do to me is, okay, we can't do what we want to do in 10 days. It's going to take 20. Well, it's going to take the whole month, and we're going to have to slow it down. We're not going to be able to process 20 people an hour. We're only going to be able to do 5. I mean, whatever it is, then that's just what it is.
Right.
Get it going.
And then
okay.
if some of us can just get into our banks, then we won't have to worry about that. But I don't blame, you know, I know you've explained it, Tony, but I still have no understanding why they would make people go and wait and nothing happen when they could be 20 minutes away from getting there when it happened. That doesn't make sense to me. And
because
I don't
blame
them for being worn out.
Huh? Yeah, but they don't know exactly when it's going to happen. They're only given a window of time or get ready just like we are. They don't control it anymore. And just like, you know, somebody said, the rate and the date is in the white paper. Well, if that was the case, the bank would never send their people. They'll just wait for the rate and date that's in the white paper. And if you know it, and I know it, guys who run multi-billion-dollar banks don't know it. No, that only makes sense.
I know, but the thing about it is Texas has never been in, and they, I mean, to think that they're smart enough not to wear their people out like that and wait till the minute that it happens, and then they can be there in 20 or 30 minutes. I mean, that makes sense to me, and this other thing does not make sense to me, and I don't blame them for being worn out and not wanting to come in again. Because you've got life to live, you know? It just seems weird to me, but anyway, hopefully.
You know what? Here's the other thing you got to think about, though. Every bank that did that and do it, they have a contract with the Treasury. The Treasury is paying for that time, not the bank. People are still getting paid, even overtime, weekends, everything else. So they are, in fact, making money. Texas just opted out of the whole deal. We don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, I understand that they're getting paid. I do understand that. But, I mean, that's this has been going on for a month. That they've been there from 6 to 11 every day, and that'll wear a person out, expecting something to happen and it never happening and trying to get ready and playing cards and whatever. But anyway, so hopefully they're going to flip the switch this weekend because, Tony, everything can't be just perfect. There's too many elements here. It's got to just go and happen and then fix whatever wasn't perfect. You know what I mean? There's just too much involved.
Yeah. And I think that's what will happen because the white paper and all the reforms are not immediate. It just says the monetary reform needs to be immediate. Some of the things
right.
in the white paper is going to take 3 to 5 years, but we have a plan
yeah.
of action, and that's all they
yeah.
wanted. Some things aren't going to even
right.
start until next year, but they have a plan of action, and some things, like the guy saying, the next parliament is going to change some of this because like anything
right.
else, well, we want to do it a little bit different, but okay.
Right. And can you know, they're saying that the rate is $15 for the dinar on the screen right now, but it could change. One, how did it flip up from 3-something to $15? Does that sound like
well,
it's just a placeholder or that could it really be that?
No, it sounds like a placeholder to me. Because Shabibi said they can handle up to $16. So now they're saying
yeah.
$15. So all they did was put
yeah.
the max on the screen. Not where it's going to start
okay.
at, but the max. That would be my interpretation of it. Okay?
Okay. Okay. So that it might not really start out that way, but end up that way, what they're saying. Okay.
I don't know how it could start out that way if... Just think about it, guys. And again, all we got to do sometimes is just do the numbers. I wanted to say apply common sense, but even that, if we just do the numbers, all right, when it was $56 and they were trying to do the RV last year, at $56, the rate was only $4. But now
wow.
we're down to
yeah.
$42. How is the rate going to be $15?
Maybe because it's all
digital.
Makes
sense to me.
Okay, well, let's hope this is our weekend, or for sure this is our month. And thank you guys for hanging in there with us. We appreciate you so much. God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you too. Thank you.
313, area code, you're on. 313-728. Is that that cornbread again? Yep. Sure. Okay. 386, area code. Greetings and hallucinations. Hey.
Did you say greetings and hallucinations? What did you say?
Yeah, because it's all been a dream.
Okay.
I've got a question for you. Is it possible, since Wells Fargo is the lead bank, the NDA, and put it out for us to at least see it, have an idea of what we might be looking at?
Is it possible that they could put out an NDA so we could see it?
Is it possible for you to get hold of one so you can put it out?
Oh, you know what? It's going to be the bank NDA, period, is what we're told. Yeah. Each bank is going to have their own. So I would think any of you guys who are Wells Fargo members could go to Wells Fargo and ask, what is your NDA look like if it goes to that, if you have a reason for it. But I don't think it's going to be anything too scary. It's their standard NDA.
I was wondering. I know Wells Fargo is the lead bank, so that's why I was going with that. Okay, another question. With Prime Minister and Nancy Pelosi having their private conversation, do you think that might be a reason why they're putting it off as long as possible so Trump doesn't get credit?
Wait, say it again. Prime Minister Nancy Pelosi, is that what you said?
No, the Prime Minister and Nancy Pelosi. She had her private conference with the Prime Minister. I was wondering if that's possibly why they're putting it off as long as possible so Trump doesn't get credit.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, just to assure them that probably either way the election goes, that this was going to go, that it's time to get it done, or that they would still have the full support of the United States. I don't think she has the power or authority to tell him to do it or don't do it. That's something with the Treasury and the Trump administration.
I was just wondering, because she has every intention of being around after the election. I just wondered if
maybe
she had a
plan. Well, I'm sure she will be around, because I don't even know if she's up for re-election this time or not, to tell you the truth. So.
All righty. Well, that's all I'm curious about. I'll let you gentlemen go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Don't work too hard.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
470 area code. You are on. 470. Hello.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic. How are you?
Okay, I was wanted to ask a few questions. As far as you have said that the back wall could be the 25th, and then you were just stating that it could go up until the election for, if you know, if it's any problems, it at least make it to that point. What I want to know is it possible that we would know for sure that it would go, because you have stated in the past that we're going to do the shutdown again in November. Will we be able to go before that happens?
Listen, I cannot. Unlike some other gurus or people, and I know, my crystal ball has been cloudy for years. I get little peaks in there and there. I cannot, and neither can anybody else, tell you if this is going to go or not, or when it's going to go. Because every day things change. I can tell you there's a plan for it to go.
Mm-hmm.
They have a time frame, but I don't know if that's going to happen, and nobody else can tell you that. We all hope that it does. It makes sense for it to happen by the 25th. That's what truly makes sense, before the people start rioting in the street. According to my sources, there is an effort ongoing to to make it happen by then. But anything can happen and does happen. Here, I mean, Trump could get sick again, and everybody say, hold on, because they're not going to do it while he's sick. They're not going to do it while they're unsure what's happening in the U.S. They're not going to do it if he gets hospitalized again and the price of oil goes down even further. If the stock market starts to crash, then it's all not happening because it can't happen. But if they do it right now while we're in a safe zone, things are all positive, going normal, then it will have happened already. We don't have to worry about it. So, no, I can't promise you that. We are going to get locked down. You guys don't know it or not. You're not paying attention. Every country has already started locking people down except for the U.S. And, you know, whether it's the administration's belief or it's just coming up and it's time to vote, whatever it is, by November, December, and these numbers keep climbing, we don't have any choice. People might not like it, but we don't have any choice but to go back into lockdown. So hopefully we will have exchange and be sitting at home and be mad about something new, like I can't even go out and spend my money. So anyway.
Right. That's the only reason I was asking, because last time we was at this point, the lockdown ended up coming and nothing happened. So I was trying to see, was it a possibility that this can go, because once the lockdown comes, we'll be waiting again probably for next year sometime. So the other question.
And we probably will. We go back on lockdown, the price of oil goes back down. And yes, we have to wait until the economy opens back up.
Okay. Also, when you were saying as far as the slow rollout, and you were saying that it was particularly pertaining to the fact that when you go into the bank, they may not be able to give you all your currency if you have so much currency that they have to do it at increments in time. What I wanted to know, if that does happen, do you still get the tax-free part of it for the initial RV, which is supposed to be a taxable event? If you don't get all your currency at one time, would the part that they're doing in increments be taxed later?
Okay. I'm not a tax guy, but I can tell you what we've been told is the exchange is tax-free. That would be the whole exchange, no matter how they do it, would be my opinion, okay? As far as getting paid out, guys, I'll tell you what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when it probably was 5 years ago, guys exchanged with so much, and they told them, we can't give it to you all at once. So they gave him $800 million a week until his money was paid out. It was still all of his exchange, but they couldn't put it all in there the next day. They had to wait for things to happen. Some of us could do that, is what we were told, get paid in tranches. I mean, for the most part, we won't have to worry about it. But again, I know there's a guy out there with 1,000 Zim notes. And I can tell him, and actually he lives right here, but you're not getting paid that day, because you're not getting paid that day. You know what I mean? So, but we'll go from there. They definitely have to work out something with him.
Okay. And my last question is, at the initial exchange, you have stated in the past that, you know, if people wanted to get money, they can leave with actual funds in their pocket. But I've never heard the amount, you know, the limit that you can get, the maximum or whatever. Is there any way, do you know what the maximum amount you can get at the actual exchange?
Yes. When we started out, the actual amount was $10,000. They were going to limit people to $10,000 cash at the exchange. It has gone all the way down to $7,000 as the numbers have grown. But I guess each bank is going to have their own limit. But you will or should be able to leave with between $7,000 and $10,000. Anything you need other than that is saying you're going to have to put in an order for, and it's going to take up to 72 hours if you need cash. But they're going to give you a card They're going to give you checks. You can always have money wired. So it's only if you need physical cash where you have to wait.
Okay, well, that was all my questions, gentlemen. Thank you for your time.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
All right, sir, we're at the bottom half of the hour. I'm going to wrap up this Friday session.
Okay. Well, hopefully we got everybody's questions answered today. Everybody feels good. It's still a very, very, very positive Friday. There is no bad news out there. We're just waiting for good things to happen. Could be this weekend. You never know. They're on standby at the bank. They are being told could be any minute now. Iraq sanctions starts tomorrow. But I was going to say, I think this is the third or fourth weekend in a row that I'm telling you guys. So they're definitely looking for a weekend event. And this is the third or fourth one in a row that Iraq is looking for it to happen over the weekend. I know here in the U.S., we've been told our window is through the 25th or up into the 25th when they expect it to happen. So somewhere in that time frame, we should see it. So this weekend, next weekend, let's hope it's this weekend. But in either case, do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. Don't stand around looking for it every minute. When it happens, we will definitely let you know. So, again, if anything happens, we'll tweet it out, Ray, put it in the form, or we'll do another call if that's what it takes. So, all right, Ray.
All right, folks, that's pretty much it. Enjoy your weekend. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. I
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
Yes, He will.
Do it, Lord.
I believe.
I believe.
Oh,
Lord.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. This session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.